RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. All right, we know that
there are two types of prisoners in this movie. There are the girls that are kidnapped within the movie, and then Hugh Jackman, who is feeling the police aren't doing enough, takes his own prisoner because he feels like, you know what, this guy has something to do with the kidnapping of my daughter, so I'm going to tie him up in an abandoned house bathroom and try and scare the living daylights out of him until he tells me where my daughters are. Where's my daughter? Where?
Well, okay. He's effective, but you know what? I'll take Liam Neeson as effective in getting back his daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, traveling all across the country and everything.
Mario of Chipotle, yes. But the current is very, very even here. Yeah, that's unbelievable. All right, those are great. Kirk.
What's your name?
Yes. So many revolving producers. It's unfair. Yeah,
exactly right.
Yeah.
So I'm taking two off myself, two TV shows. One, the Fox show Prison Break, really good show.
Yep.
And the TV show on HBO, Oz. Mm. That is brutal. Prison as you can get and graphic as you get. It's not for young kids.
It is beyond. And that walking around thing, you know, the puzzle, they walk around in the middle of Oz. The characters in there, too. Mm-hmm. Wow. That is.
Breakout star Christopher Maloney.
Yeah, I'm surprised that was even allowed on cable. That's
I know.
How bad it is.
That
wow.
was that was like risque, but it got Emmys.
Wow, the risque doesn't do the work.
Yeah, right.
Riveting, though.
Yep.
I can only watch it once in a while. It's intensity.
It's graphic. It's really graphic.
All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. And why is sports important? I'll ask Stacey Gary that. She's running. She's coming up at 12:30 against Josh Shapiro. Do I make too much importance out of sports? I don't see how you can. I'm not talking about the stats or something like that. I'm talking about the human drama. I'm talking about all those sports stories. Why is the comeback so much in our blood, the connection with it? Why does Philadelphia, for example, favor football over the other three? Well, hockey, throw it out. You know, it's not really. What town in America really favors hockey as number one? I don't think any does.
Detroit.
Yeah, it's hockey town. It might be the number one American hockey town. But is it favored over
the Lions only because they were so bad for so long?
Yeah, now I don't think it. In ordinary circumstances. So out of the three, I don't know any place where basketball is number one. I really don't. It's either football or baseball. And I doubt these towns that say they're baseball, I doubt that. But the Phillies could win five World Series in a row. And that's great. When are the Eagles drafting? All right, 855-839-12. Dad, what does that say about Philadelphia? You know what it says. And what does it say that you're complaining about the offense, but you know what they want? Defense. They want somebody getting killed. That's really what Philadelphia lives for. It's 855-839-1210.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Side question today. Media connected. Could be a song. Could be a film. Could be real. Or it could be TV to prison. Jail. Hit us with that. Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison. I just think very underrated. By the way, this was a long time, sadly, in coming, but the guy was brilliant. Dilbert creator Scott Adams dies at 68. Here's how Clown People magazine puts their headline, though. Scott Adams, disgraced Dilbert creator, dies at 68. They say it was because of his racism, or was it because of his Trumpism? I mean, come on. The guy suffered publicly. We knew he was terminal, it seemed like, forever. We still got to pile on in death. Even in death, they must go down this path. Scott Adams, disgraced Dilbert creator, dies at 68. Now, speaking at law enforcement, YouTube alert, youtube.com/1210WPHT. We have at 1 o'clock today, Wesley Hunt, the congressman. We had him on here during the campaign a bit. Flew over 50 combat missions, helicopter pilot in Iraq, now running for the Senate. And we played you what Rochelle Bilal, this all-time moron sheriff, said about him. Here is what the sheriff's office spent $9,250 on. It's a mascot, and Sheriff Justice, and dancing is Rochelle and some other sheriffettes. This is what they spend their money on. Roll the tape on this commercial.
Lord have mercy, the wizard got them bangers. Live in the building.
Yeah.
I dance on my dance. You ready? Where them fans at? Where them fans at? Where them fans at? Hear me one time.
They're dancing with fans for some reason. And I don't know, Henry, you put it, what's a fans about?
I have no idea.
Yeah, fans and dancing sheriffettes with Sheriff Justice and Rochelle Bilal. They only spent close to 10 grand on that or more. The money they spend, the stuff that they do, this department. And finally, she surfaces. Is this going to be it to get rid of this department? But she calls Wesley Hunt. I'm not even sure the term used anymore. Used to be an Uncle Tom, something like that. Can imagine if you've seen Wesley Hunt, because he's running for the Senate. He has some Trump support. He is supported on illegal immigration, etc. But she's bringing the smoke on him too, calling him a handkerchief head, among other things. This is Philadelphia. Do I see anybody other than Talk Radio 1210? I have seen none of the people over there at the Inquirer write editorials about this. And they've written a lot of editorials about the sheriff's office. Do I see the mayor or any other public official, all these big mouths on city council? Do they say anything how embarrassing this woman is up and down the line? Not one of them. She's connected in Philadelphia with the Democrat Party. She'll be reelected again if she runs again. And she's the face of Philadelphia, the illiteracy, the dumbness, the false bravado. I don't think we've ever done, boy, side questions pop into the head. False bravado.
You know, man.
I think if we think about it, there's some pretty good examples. Yeah, can you see her in the middle of Broad Street packing two sidearms with the sheriffettes and Sheriff Justice, the mascot, facing down ICE? Now, that is something we'd pay to see. All right, coming off the Supreme Court thing, though, why are sports so important? What is it you get from, particularly, watching's one thing, of course. And by the way, one of the reasons we watch the NBA is the average male couldn't even come close to any of these guys that make it to the NBA. Not just the size, it's the speed of play, reaction, and all that. Why do we, a lot of people, not watch the WNBA? Because they realize it's more reality. You know, why am I watching reality? I watch it. I love basketball, and the NBA's not, you know, that kind of thing. I'd watch some of it. There are certain players I watch, not just Caitlin Clark, but a few. But why sports? And why are we messing with something with literally thousands and thousands of females participating? All right, let's go to, I'm in the on-deck circle, Stacey Garrity. Let's go to Big John in Huntington Valley on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, John. Yo, John. All right, John had a big one. I'll let it out there. David in Cherry Hill. Hey, David.
Good afternoon, Dom. How you doing?
Good, David.
Good. My first choice for prison film was Taken. So I'm going back old school noir, a female prison movie called Caged.
Kirk, put on Cage. And I'm thinking, what the heck's happening with Cage? Yeah, I know Cage, yes.
Oh, Cage, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I'll tell you, you got to work on it with those guys, Tom.
Hey.
Yeah, because you're talking about a classic movie. Now, what would you say to those who say this is pretty exploitative, Caged females?
It's 1950.
Jeez.
All right, we'll put you down for that one. Henry, put that on your must-see movie list. You know, we should keep a running list. You've seen quite a bit, though, so I don't know if we get, you know, with Dan, it was like an all-time list of keeping. You haven't seen Godfather. You know, keep a running list of the film. We did that once as a side that everybody should see. Come on, how could you admit I didn't see Godfather? Get out of here. All right, coming up. Treasurer Stacey Garrity running against Josh Shapiro. She recently, I guess this was at, maybe at several places, said that Pennsylvania under Josh Shapiro is mediocre. Oh, man. This set them off. They went wild. The personal attacks were unbelievable. Why is it mediocre? She'll tell us next here with Dom, Talk Radio 1210.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Let's ring in the new year by finally checking off something that actually matters. Your old videotapes and photos are fading more every year. VCRs are disappearing, and the clock is ticking to save your family's most important memories. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mako. We started Legacy Box to help you preserve your memories by converting all your videotapes, photos, and film reels into digital files. And this year, it's easier than ever.
Introducing our biggest kit yet, able to hold up to 80 videotapes or film reels or 2,000 photos. It's perfect for big collections. You can even send in old DVDs, memory cards, flip phones, or early generation iPhones.
Legacy Box is truly the easiest New Year's resolution you'll ever keep. Just fill your box and send it in. As the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos, all work is done in the U.S., and we're trusted by over 1 million families.
Start the new year right by rescuing the moments you haven't watched in years. Go to legacybox.com/radio for an incredible 55% off. That's legacybox.com/radio for 55% off.
At Citizens, we help make sense of your money and all your money questions.
Should I pay down my debt or start an emergency fund?
Is now the right time to start saving?
How can I move my financial goalposts, even an inch?
Can money actually buy happiness?
What's it take to live like a royal in Queen Village?
Whatever money questions you have, Citizens has the answers. Make sense of your money at citizensbank.com/made ready. Member FDIC.
Hey, Dawn Stensland here. I only talk about companies I actually use in my own home, of course. And Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding is one of them and has been for many years now. If you've been thinking about maybe replacing your entry door or patio doors, January is a great time to start the planning. Spring will be here before you know it, and it's the perfect season to be enjoying an upgrade like that. What I love about Chapman is just how hands-on they are. From design to installation, they walk you through every single step, everything's up front and in writing, and the craftsmanship really shows, especially with doors. The difference in curb appeal, security, energy efficiency is immediate. And right now, my friends at Chapman are offering 10% off, which makes now a smart time to start that conversation. So if new doors are on your list this year, my advice is simple. Visit ChapmanWindows.com. That's ChapmanWindows.com. Learn more about my friends at Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding today. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Searching for a new path to wellness? Dr. Molly Fantasia explains how medical hydration therapy can help you reclaim your energy. Listen to Health Watch, Sunday mornings at 8 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/radio. That's ethos.com/radio.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Now back to the Piazza Auto Group Studios. Experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
All right, it's Dom time. Big issues, big guests. Nothing bigger in 2026 other than the midterms, and they go through Pennsylvania. There's 4 seats, and a lot of that depends on the governor's race, which in its own right is huge. Joining us is one candidate on the Republican side, treasurer of the state of Pennsylvania. And it ought to be like, you know, a heavyweight fight and the highest vote getter in the history of Pennsylvania in raw numbers of votes. There's no doubt. It's a statistic. It ought to be there. Stacey Garrity, when I asked her, she knows the number that she a vote she got. That ought to be after her name on license plates and all over the place. Introducing Stacey Garrity, 4 million. Let's go to the treasurer. Hey, treasurer, how many votes did you get? That's the all-time record in Pennsylvania.
Oh, Dom, it's great to be with you. I think it was 3.55.
Okay. No, I want it down to the decimal point. Come on, we should carry it out to 10 places like you're the treasurer. But
I know, yeah. I should.
You know that Mayor Daley, the first time he ran, had his license plate, and he had that number. It was like 700,000. 559, and had it down to the single digit on his license plate the first time he became mayor. So you caused some shockwaves. I'm watching on Twitter the people on the Shapiro side pouncing. My God, you called people in Pennsylvania mediocre. You didn't, but explain.
Right. I said, you know, Pennsylvania ranks 38th economically, 39th in education, and 41st overall, which means that we're mediocre. I mean, what do you call that? I call it mediocre at best. And this is under the failed administration of Josh Shapiro. And I don't know how they can explain that away and try and twist that, but that's just the reality. And yeah, I definitely hit a nerve with that one.
Yeah, I follow that. That's the last thing. We want to be seen, you know, that their campaign is essentially, they can't say this, but thank God Josh Shapiro, future president, he's doing us a favor by this stopover, the golden age in Pennsylvania. Then he'll move on to the country. And he has spent, I think I saw from your speech before the Pennsylvania press the other day, $4 million on this self-promotion. 23 people or so do nothing else but gild the lily here of writing stuff up and putting on TikTok videos of Josh Shapiro.
That's right. It's $4 million a year on self-promotion. And you know what? The shame of it is that it's our taxpayer dollars.
So when you go against him, I've seen now the campaign starting to ratchet up with all the people declaring it all. They talk about you're going to put this under the microscope. And when you do that, what is it that we're going to find, since every show that I'm on, Inside Story, Channel 6 and all these other people look at me as if I'm from bizarro world when I'm saying, no, I'm not on board with Josh Shapiro. They are just part of his Praetorian Guard. So what is there to be prosecuted here?
Oh, my gosh. There's a lot to be prosecuted. First of all, where I just told you we rank, we spend... we're in the top 9 in spending per student of all nations, and yet we rank 39th. I mean, that's terrible. That's malpractice, to be honest. We rank C- in infrastructure, and that is from the American Society of Civil Engineering. So, yes, we fixed one bridge in record time, but what about the other 3,000 bridges that are deficient? What have we been doing about those for the last 3 years? And so just about in every area we are mediocre, and that's under the failed leadership of Josh Shapiro. And I don't know how they explain that away. And I don't know how he comes on and says that we're the only state that's growing, but that's absolutely not true. I mean, Dom, did you see when he made his announcement? He went on Jen Psaki with MSNBC, and he said he is laser focused on flipping 4 U.S. House seats.
Yes.
To the Democrat. And that, of course, includes Fitzpatrick. And he's also laser focused on flipping the state Senate so that he can have the trifecta. And then he will push his LGBTQ initiative and some other liberal initiatives. And those are his words. I mean, he said it. So for folks that don't think that this is where it's going, it is. And that's by his own admission.
Yeah, you're the only thing standing between us and total domination and this guy being one of their top candidates for president. It's you. And thank God it is you. And you just raised something here with the LGBTQ. He has, and he's such a chameleon that usually he doesn't do it, but he has made all kinds of statements recently, I'd say last 6 months, a year, that he is on the trans side of this issue of playing in female sports. And Stacey, I know you're busy campaigning. Fox News just ran all 2 hours of Supreme Court testimony. They have great news instincts. I don't remember the last time they did anything like that because, you know, it's just a bunch of talk in the Supreme Court. But they know, right, and I know, the intensity of this issue. And the more Shapiro actually takes a stand, the worse it's going to be for him.
It is. He came out as recently as at the end of July and said that he supports biological males competing against our girls and our young women in sports, and that if you're not on board with that, you're an extremist.
Yeah, and that question was raised in the Supreme Court today. Alito raised it to the person who was representing one of the trans students. Are you a bigot? And she refused to answer. So it's going to be interesting to see what his answer is if we oppose him on this. He's the one exhibiting bigotry against females in something that's beautiful and has to be protected. One of the duties, one of the big duties of the governor, I think it's up to double figures now. And we actually have, as you know, for listeners, one Democrat who is liberal, but he's a shrewd guy. The guy, Polis in Colorado, has signed off on taking the money, the big, beautiful bill, which is free money, in quotes, taxpayers pay for it, but you don't take away from public schools, saying you would be crazy not to take it. Shapiro has not announced on this. You and I have talked about it. It should be a no-brainer. By now, people in Pennsylvania ought to know their governor is going to give them school choice.
That's right. He should have already said he was going to take it. But, you know, he wants to be all things to all people. I mean, think about this in the one big, beautiful bill. There was $193 million a year for rural health care, so roughly $2 billion overall. So he went out and just demonized the Republican U.S. House members for voting on the big, beautiful bill. And then he took credit
for the money,
for the rural health care, for the money. I've never seen anything like that.
No, that's the usual type of thing. And again, when you have that media support, and that's, as you know, your challenge to methodically expose that, because when we see what he's really delivered, it's very little, if anything. AI, you spoke about the other day. Interested in what you, I am not, I get the race with the Chinese and all that, but I'm very wary of AI, not so much because of the drain on our infrastructure. I think we got to work on that, but some of the consequences of it. What did you say about it as governor? How would it play out?
Well, we should use it to make government more efficient and make sure that these agencies can achieve their goals. So I was talking about it in the context of, we don't need to just throw more money at everything and expect other results. There's other ways to address inefficiencies, and AI is a perfect example of that. I mean, we could use it in infrastructure to look at congestion, to look at other things. I'm using it in my office for the pre-audit function for some of our payments, and it's not to replace anybody. It's just so that we can be more efficient in the office.
Okay. Do you find, have you found that it is efficient, though, or error rates? I hear stories, you know, that you have to build into the system.
Well, you have to put guardrails around it. You have to really do it responsibly and methodically. And so we're not just, you know, we're basically right now specifically using it for our pre-audit function, and it really reduced the time to audit. I mean, it saved, hours per audit. So I'm thinking, oh, can you imagine how many more audits that we're going to be able to deliver? And that's great because our audits are all about making sure these payments are legal and correct.
Now, you handle the state, and you do it unbelievable. You've made this a job that's on the front pages because of all the innovations. We see what's going on in Minnesota, though, at the federal level with all those funds. We hear California would be next. But when I take a look at places like Philadelphia and some other places, I would think this is a place to be taking a look at that, too. Do you have a sense that they will?
Well, I'm hoping that they will. It's a little trickier in Pennsylvania because for basically daycares, which I think was, the majority of the fraud in Minnesota, you know that there's fraud in every state. I will mention states like Texas and Ohio, they're going ahead and they're proactively doing an audit. Where our money goes to counties and block grants, and then it gets pushed out to some of these daycares. And there's also 11 basically contractors that manage it. And so it's a little trickier to get to the bottom of all of it and be able to audit it.
So who is it then that's responsible for the audit? Is it the governor then overseeing this, or is the function in each county that they're responsible?
So at the counties, it would be the county level. For the other agencies like subcontractors that are doing it, that would be under the governor's purview, and they should be auditing every payment request to make sure that it is legal and correct. And if I were the governor's office, I would go ahead and proactively audit.
We're talking with Stacey Garrity. Stacey, what is it about the daycare thing? You're an expert that I have right here. You've been tremendous on this front as treasurer. Again, putting that in the front page is because of being on it. What is it about daycare of what we saw in Minnesota, other than, they're just letting it go? What is it about that field that allows where this fraud is happening on a massive level?
I think it's all a matter of not holding folks accountable and not going to see. If you look at the numbers and you see a spike and you see that you have multiple, in the case of Minnesota, you're paying, you're making all kinds of payments to the same address for different daycares. And so to me, that should have been very, very, very easy to spot. And then you show up and you see they're not taking care of our kiddos.
Yeah. $9 billion and counting, apparently, is the guesstimate in Minnesota. So when are we going to see you in the Southeast again? Any events coming up where listeners can go?
I am in the Southeast right now. I'm in Bucks County talking to you. I wish I could have made it over
We hear that all the time. We got to come to you at some point. Well, and what are you doing in Bucks County?
Oh, just meeting with a couple of different groups, a construction group and a legal office.
Where do we find you if we want to help out with the campaign? We've seen His Royal Highness did bring in a lot of money, but a lot of it is out of state, of course.
Well, I wasn't surprised that he started with $30 million. Honestly, I thought it would be much higher. And, he has traveled to Nantucket, to Aspen, to California, raising money from Hollywood donors and liberal billionaires. And why are they donating to him? Because he shares their values. Now, the good news for me is that 75% of all my donations were less than $100. So we really have some true grassroots movements. But I would love for your listeners to go to Garrity4PA.com. And check us out and sign up to support us.
Well, if you're going to be doing any fundraiser, mark me down. I'd love to help you with that. Anytime I get a chance to tell a few stories about Josh Shapiro, I'll be there.
All right. I'm going to take you up on that, Doug.
All right. We'll do it. Thank you, Stacey. Thanks for joining
today. All right. Great to be with you.
There is Stacey Garrity running against Josh Shapiro, of course, 855-839-1210. How much fraud here in Pennsylvania? Well, let's be more explicit. You got Harrisburg, you got Reading, but the belly of the beast. What do you think here in Philadelphia? All right, and I'm hoping the Trump administration now is moving to California. That's got to be the granddaddy of all of this. The daycares, though, are the principal's thing still in Minnesota. Okay, phone lines, 855-839-1210. You'll get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all we need you to do is just push pound 1210. Hit us something that is media-related, or it could be real. Prison, jail is what we're looking for. And your response to this big story of the day, Fox covering all 2 hours of it. I trust their judgment. You know, I don't think I would have done that. But, you know, they know their business. Wolf Blitzer on CNN posted, asked Marjorie Taylor Greene, well, wouldn't you feel differently if your child were trans? You know, this is where this argument goes. It just goes to emotion. By any legal precedent, West Virginia and Idaho, I think, have crafted laws that are correct. And on an emotional level, on a cultural level, it's a pretty simple thing. Go play male sports. That's it. Or start a trans league if there's enough of that or whatever you want to do. But you're not going to invade female sports. Why do it? They don't like traditional America. I mean, the people that are doing it for other reasons. But why this backing? It's another shot at traditional America. Even though when Title IX was started, it was kind of revolutionary. You know, I remember, Henry, can you remember? No, I don't think you would. My sisters played ball. Picture this. You were not able to go past half court in basketball.
What?
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, look it up. You're looking at him like, in other words, you were a defender or you were a on the offense.
How many people are on the court?
There were only five. Let me see if I can get it right. Now, there may have been one player who was designated. I'm not even sure about that. That could go both ways. The point was, the reason they did that, too much strain on females. In other words, you know, you couldn't run up and down the court. Now, I think sometime during their player careers, two of them out of five played Division I. One scored 1,000 points.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I don't know the date that they changed that, the rules, but I know when they started, it was like hockey or something.
Yeah.
The blue line.
Shoot,
yeah.
I'd be a 1,000-point scorer if I didn't have to go back and play defense.
Right, exactly. But I think the point was, you know, they're dainty. Females can't take it. I'm trying to think of other sports and what restriction. And they wore, like, dresses almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
because
I remember watching that in, like, the Mighty Max.
Mighty Max. Yeah. I don't know if the Mighty Max played when you couldn't go at college. You couldn't go on the other side. So that's an example of how far female sports have come from when they started. All right. 855-839-1210. Let's talk for a moment, though, about 2026. Are you ready to make this the year you truly feel better? Start with your health. Rescue Natural Supplements has been helping people support heart health, cholesterol, digestion, weight management, energy levels, and more targeted wellness goals for over 40 years. Using high-quality, research-backed ingredients your body can trust. And right now, Rescue is celebrating you with their New Year's savings. Save 40% when you buy any four single bottles of Rescue supplements. Use that code NEWYEAR40. Try their popular Rescue 1250 Omega-3 for heart and brain health, probiotic for better digestion, or Orasine for more consistent all-natural energy. Whatever your health goals, Rescue has you covered. To mix and match four or more bottles and get 40% off, go to res-q.com or call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-LIVE, 800-262-5483. Online, res-q.com. Use that code NEWYEAR40. Now's the time to take a smart step toward feeling your best with 40% off any four bottles of premium Rescue supplements. res-q.com. Use that code NEWYEAR40 at checkout. Don't wait. Make this the year your priorities for wellness start with Rescue.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.